Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasadaya Bhutale Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurvani Pacharni Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Dejatardi. So first we're going to read the translation to this poem written by Narottama Das Thakur about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My dear Lord, please be merciful to me, because who can be more merciful than your lordship within these three worlds? Your incarnation is just to reclaim the conditioned fallen souls, but I assure you that you will not find a more fallen soul than me, therefore my claim is first. My dear Lord Nityananda, you are always joyful in spiritual bliss. Since you always appear very happy, I have come to you because I am most unhappy. If you kindly put your glance over me, I may also become happy. My dear Advaita Prabhu, husband of Sita, you are so kind, please be kind to me. If you are kind to me, naturally Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda will also be kind to me. I pray for the mercy of Swarup Damodar, the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Bhatta Raghunath Goswami, Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Raghunath Das Goswami and Lokanath Prabhu. I, Narottama Das, pray to the merciful Srinivas Acharya, and I always desire the company of Ramachandra. So, Om Ganatimadandasya Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshudan Meditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gadaveda Maha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master's divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So, happy Gaur Purnima to everybody. So we're going to speak a little bit about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his position, and his reason for coming to this world. And first of all, we'd like to glorify His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, without whom we would have absolutely no knowledge of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, Lord Krishna, anything useful, anything wonderful. We would have no knowledge of anything except this mundane material energy, the three modes of material nature. So Prabhupada has actually given us this highest understanding, so we have to thank Prabhupada again and again and again, and eternally thank Prabhupada by serving his mission. Because someone who has given something to you, eternal life full of bliss and knowledge, the highest understanding of God consciousness, you can never pay such a person back. So, by Prabhupada's mercy, we are given the chance to speak a little bit about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, first of all, we'd like to talk about Lord Chaitanya, as this is a fancy word for all of you, his ontological position. Just translate that word ontological, means basically his identity, okay? When you talk about someone's ontological position, you can use that word to impress people. You want to impress your friends. So, anyway, good to see you. So Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself, and Krishna appears in different ages as, what does he say? Parichanaya sadunam vinashaya chaduskritam. He comes to annihilate the rascals, Duskritina. He comes to protect the devotees, and he comes to establish Dharma, right? What is Dharma? Dharma means eternal principles, not simply religious formularies, such as, you know, how you dress, or how you wear your tilak, or how you wear your sikha. There's only one way to wear the sikha, but or how big your sikha is. I mean, obviously, of course, people have a mohawk. They wear their sikha in the middle of the head, but that's a different thing. So, eternal religious principles. And these eternal religious principles given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have been elaborated on by the six Goswamis in Vrindavan, who we mentioned in this particular prayer. So, Nana Shastra Vichara Naikanipano Sadharma Samstapako. These six Goswamis, who are the initial followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, established Samstapako, the eternal religious principles, after perusing Nana Shastra Vichara Naikanipano, all the different revealed scriptures in the world. not only ones in Sanskrit, but the ones in various other languages and other cultures. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to establish these religious principles and annihilate the demoniac mentality, and also to protect the devotees. In previous ages, when Krishna appeared, he appeared, and when, as far as the annihilation of the miscreants is concerned, it was deadly. That was it. When they were annihilated, finished. Just like you have our friend Shishupal. Everybody knows Shishupal? Of course, Shishupal was given 100 chances, and he had his head cut off. And our good buddy Ravan, and also our nice friend who likes to eat, Kumbhakarna. Not Madhu Mangal, but Kumbhakarna. And all these, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, I can go through the whole list of demons, and they all ended up dead. Of course, their death was not the end of their existence. Their existence is eternal, as is everyone's existence, isn't it? Najayate mriyate va kadachan nayam bhutva bhavita va nabuyaha. For the soul, there's never birth nor death, nor does he ever die. You know, he's unborn, primeval, etc., like that. So they didn't really die, and actually they got liberated by being killed by Krishna. And there's so many souls in this world. In each and every cell of your body, there's a soul. In each and every microscopic creature, there's a soul. So none of these souls ever die. And we are so fortunate that, what? Guess what? We are in a human body, or our soul is in a human body, so we have the chance, durlabha manasa janma tadaptarupa marthita. We have the valuable chance of taking up Krishna consciousness. So in previous yugas, when Krishna killed demons, he actually killed them. But as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he kills the demoniac mentality in people's hearts. So in one sense, you can say the demon and the devotee are in the same body. In other words, we got some demoniac stuff in our heart, or in our consciousness, or in our desires. We have some good stuff, too. So in the balance, it's probably mostly bad stuff. Especially if we're surfing the internet a lot, playing video games, then it's mostly bad stuff. But we have to get rid of the bad stuff. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like the perfect spiritual cleaner. As we hear in the first verse of the Shikshastika, what is it? Chaito Dharmana Marjanam. The Lord Chaitanya cleanses the heart, or by the chanting of the Lord's holy names, which he teaches us. Chaito Dharpana Marjana Bhavahamad Bhagni Nirapanam. So the example is very appropriate. Just like if you have a room that's dirty, you don't burn it. You don't torch it. You clean it and you keep using the room. So our heart is dirty, and by Lord Chaitanya's grace we're able to cleanse it. So this is the difference in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance from all the other avatars. And what is an avatar? Avatar means someone who crosses down, someone who comes down. So Lord Chaitanya, Krishna, they've all came down. And, of course, Lord Varaha, Kurma, Matsya, these are all avatars of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So you may say, all right, what's the difference between all of them? Why do we have Kurma? Why do we have Lord Nrsingadev? Why do we have Lord Varaha? And who's God? It's a good question, isn't it? Some people think, oh, we may be polytheistic. Of course, we're not talking about the demigods right now. Some people think you can worship anybody and it's the same, like one famous person from India said, Yatumat Tatupat. That means, basically in common English, it means do your own thing. Of course, those of you from my generation will know what that means. And if it feels good, it's good for you. But that's not our philosophy. Our philosophy is, as Srila Prabhupada said one time when he was quoting this particular verse, Yatra Mat Tatupat, which basically means I'm okay, you're okay. Prabhupada said, we say that I'm okay, you're not okay. Prabhupada was very heavy. I remember one time I was with him, and he was sitting on the Vyasa, and I was right in front of him. Prabhupada said, yes, that's what we say. He said that in Los Angeles. So we are not advocating, nor is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advocating worship of many gods, or is he one of many gods? This is described in the Brahma Sanghita, Dvaita Chuta Nadi Urananta Rupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navayovinam Cha. There's one God, but he appears in a variety, unlimited places, and unlimited guises, simultaneously doing unlimited things. Just like we had a play here. And in this play, we had certain actors playing a role, right? So in the same way, God plays a role. But the difference is, these actors can't play a million roles, infinite roles simultaneously. Maybe they can play two roles. You know, they could just switch sides of the stage or something like that. I've seen people do that. I've seen it on Broadway when I was young, how they could do that. But they cannot play unlimited roles simultaneously, but Krishna, being the unlimited supreme personality of Godhead, can play unlimited roles simultaneously in unlimited circumstances, and it's unbelievable, it's a chincha, it's inconceivable. That's God. So Lord Chaitanya is the same as Krishna. But he's Krishna in a different mood. Now you may say, how can Krishna God be in different moods? I mean, I get in different moods. You know, sometimes I'm angry with my husband or wife. Sometimes I'm hungry. Sometimes I feel like bowling. You know, bowling. Sometimes I feel like fighting, and sometimes I feel like sleeping. So are my moods the same as Krishna's moods? No way. My moods are perverted reflections of Krishna's moods. This is described by Krishna in the 15th chapter of the Gita, where he describes this whole world is a perverted reflection, of the spiritual world, just like the banyan tree being reflected on the banks of a body of water is upside down. The branches are down and the roots are up. Of course, banyan trees are all over the place anyway, even without being reflected. So Krishna's moods are reflected in a perverse way in this world. Just like we saw this nice play of Krishna and the gopis. All right, very nice. And then we may think Krishna dancing with the gopis is like me dancing with my wife. Not me, sannyasi, of course. But you dancing with your wife. Or, God forbid, girlfriend. So you may think it's like that, but it's not like that. Because Krishna doesn't have a material body. You know, when we dance, when we eat, whatever we do, we get some satisfaction in the body. Just like I exercise every day, you know, I run up the hill here, that's why I'm still alive, and I get some endorphins. Everybody knows what an endorphin is? And I feel really good. And I'm no longer angry at everybody. It's good, anger management. So, but Krishna, there's no endorphins in Krishna's body, Ashnaviram. He doesn't have veins. Look at me, you know. Oh, there's blood. Anyway, Krishna doesn't have veins. He has a body made of Sachit Ananda Vigraha, Nadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana. Karana, right? So Krishna's moods are based simply on his desire to enjoy ras. Does everybody understand? Ras means a taste. We all get a taste for doing certain things. Like you're going to eat a feast, and you'll have some sweet taste, you'll have some sour taste, you'll have some bitter taste. I don't know if you have bitter taste. Maybe. Bitter melon. So you'll have some bitter taste. And all these different tastes you have. And we'd like to enjoy different tastes. Without different tastes, it's boring. Like if someone just gives you boiled vegetables, like I eat every day, you will say, as Prabhupada said, what did Prabhupada say? Let the starvation committee go to hell. That's what Prabhupada said one time when they were giving him just boiled vegetables. Let the starvation committee. Imagine him eating curse like that. Not really. It was a joke. The Prabhupada was just joking. So, no, we need some variety. Prabhupada said variety is the mother of enjoyment, right? So Krishna enjoys different tastes, but it's not taste based on the material body, the material mind, the modes of nature, and illusion. It's taste, different tastes, and these tastes are called rasas. You understand? There's five basic primary rasas, or tastes. There's the taste from Krishna's devotee just worshiping him. Our Father who art in heaven, give us this day our daily, give us today our daily bread, etc. And then there's a taste by someone becoming a servant of God. There's a taste by someone becoming a friend of God. There's a taste by someone becoming the parent of God. And there's a taste by someone becoming the conjugal lover of God. And the taste is exhibited by both the Ashraya and Vishaya. That's a little technical. That is both by the devotee and God. So, and then there are seven indirect tastes, indirect rasas, like adbhuta, shock. You know, we like to be shocked sometimes, isn't it? So Krishna must like that. It's like people go to these amusement parks and they go to the horror house. I remember when I was young. We went to this horror house. You sit in the seat and the ghosts jump out at you and the skeletons jump. Anyone's been to something like that? You go, ah! It was fun. Or I thought it was fun. And there's a taste for and humor, isn't it? Humor, like fun, like we saw in this play. There was so much humor in the play. It was so exciting. So there's a taste there. So God, he's Rasa Raj. Rasa Raj means the king of tastes. And he loves whatever he does to enjoy specific tastes. He's the enjoyer. He's the supreme enjoyer. And we're the meant to be enjoyed. So that's Rasa Raj. So when Krishna comes down to this earth, yes. Parichanaya sadhanam vidushaya chidushkutam. He comes to establish religious principles, protect the devotees, annihilate the rascals. But he's doing it to enjoy himself. So there's two things, the esoteric and exoteric, that means his own purposes and the apparent purposes of his descent. And the apparent purposes could be accomplished by someone else. For example, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada came in a boat to America in 1965. And what did he? Parichanaya sadhanam vinashaya jadushkritam. He gave us eternal religious principles. He annihilated the demon in our hearts, right? And he's given us protection. He's given us this Nisringadeva mantra. Ito Nisringa Parato Nisringo. So Prabhupada accomplished that. But when Krishna comes down, he's doing it to enjoy himself. We are doing so many things not to enjoy ourselves, but just because we have to do them. Just like, how many people here have to go to work? Raise your hand. Well, me too. Oh, sorry. Oh, my God. I gave away myself. Anyway, So some of you have to go to work because you got a bunch of hungry kids like little birdies in a nest who are opening their mouths and they want the worm, you know, not the worm. The vikora. Your wife wants a new sari or your husband wants a new dhoti or something like that. And so, you know, we do things. I mean, there's a reason why we do everything. And it usually has nothing to do with enjoyment. It may be because of our conditioning when we were young. It may be because we were traumatized some way. Like we avoid certain foods. I mean, for years I avoided eating beets because my mother traumatized me with beets. So there's a reason. You can analyze my psychology, sit me down on a psychologist's couch and say, what happened in your childhood? And the psychologist will say, that's why you are the way, that's why you joined the Hare Krishna movement. No. Hopefully that's not the reason. It's because of Prabhupada's mercy. So you can do that. But with Krishna, if you sit him down on the psychological couch, you know, why are you stealing butter? Is it that you were really deprived of milk products? Your mother didn't feed you when you were young? She didn't breastfeed you? Is that the problem? She didn't do attachment parenting with you? No. Why does he steal butter? Because he enjoys it. That's the reason Krishna does everything, right? I cannot think of another reason why Krishna... I mean, because Krishna enjoys protecting his devotees. Krishna enjoys establishing religious principles. Krishna enjoys these different rasas. And that's why Krishna comes down as Lord Nrsingadev. Not because that no one else could have killed Hiranyakashipu. Actually, Hiranyakashipu came down because Krishna arranged it. So he would have a good fight, enjoy the... the ras of ghastliness and anger. That's even a ras, ghastliness. That's why you go to see horror movies sometimes, right? So ghastliness. So Krishna, he wants to enjoy these things. And that's why he came down to kill Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, and chivalry with Ravana, right? There's a lot of chivalry with Ravana. It was really nice. And, the relationship with Sita Devi. And Sita Devi, of course, is an expansion of Srimati Radharani. So the same thing happens with the Shakti Tattva of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is basically the reason Krishna comes. So let's talk about Lord Chaitanya, because I know I was talking generally about Krishna now. So there's Krishna over 5,000 years ago. Devotees usually say 5,000, it happened 5,000 years ago. Well, 5,000 years ago was it's longer than that. That was when I was born. So over 5,000 years ago, Krishna came down and he enjoyed all these different rasas with his devotees. Especially, he enjoyed the ras with Srimati Radharani, as we saw depicted in the play. This was a special enjoyment. And he was thinking, when he was enjoying this relationship with Srimati Radharani, and incidentally, Srimati Radharani controls Krishna. She wraps Krishna around her little finger. Pretty good. She controls Krishna by her devotion and love, not by her ontological position, her power. I mean, nobody can control God. He's Swarat. He's independent, right? That's the first thing we learn in the Srimad Bhagavatam. He's Aptakami. He can take care of his own needs. That means whatever he wants, he gets immediately. With me, whatever I want, I have to make some plan, call up all my disciples, do a collection, and finally get the computer of my dreams. Or called Jagat. So, but with Krishna, he gets what he wants immediately. He doesn't even have to ask anyone. That is so nice. I wouldn't love to be like that. It'd be like Aladdin in the super, with the super genie, isn't it? You know, Aladdin's lamp. So Krishna is like that. He just wants something and it happens. He doesn't have to mess with the material world. Goloka Ivani Vashati Akilatma Bhuta. Because Krishna is in Goloka Vrindavan, everything's happening here. He has demigods taking care of everything. He has servants. He has expansions. You know, Lord Vishnu breathes out. The material universe becomes manifest, breathes in. And then Krishna's dancing through the whole thing with his gopis in Vrindavan. So Krishna is controlled, though, by the love of Srimati Radharani. And Krishna is actually looking at Radharani and thinking of her love. And he's thinking, I want to understand this. This is the esoteric reason for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. He's thinking, I want to understand. You know, how am I controlled? You know, also, how is she enjoying more than me? That's an interesting point. Radharani enjoys more than Krishna because she's not trying to enjoy. That's a catch-22. So if you try to enjoy, you don't enjoy. But when you try to serve Krishna, then you really enjoy without even trying to. It's amazing. It's amazing. So she's enjoying more than Krishna. She gets to see Krishna, which Krishna doesn't get to see. Sometimes he does. Sometimes Krishna looks in a river or a lake at a reflection of himself and thinks, who is this beautiful young man? Woo-hoo! He actually looks like that, and he's just like the original Narcissus, if any of you study Greek stuff. Is it? In Greek mythology, there's this guy, and actually all the Greek stuff came from the Vedic literatures. This is a guy, Narcissus, he looks in at his reflection and becomes so entranced that his girlfriend just pines away waiting for him to come back, and she becomes an echo. Anyway, so Krishna wants to see himself from his beloved's perspective, and he's hankering for that. He's thinking, you know, why is she enjoying so much? I want to understand how she loves me. I want to see myself from her perspective. So in order to do that, he changes his mood, saying God. Just like when he wanted to fight. He changed his mood, half man, half lion, right? Same person, same spiritual body. Didn't need to put a costume on. Because Krishna's spiritual body is such that it reflects his mood. That's interesting. He didn't need to put a lot, like with Nrisimhadeva, he didn't need to put like false mane on. That's what lions have, or some red. He just got in the mood. Just like Lord Chaitanya, I mean, getting a little bit forward with this whole discussion. He was feeling separation from Krishna at a certain juncture, and then his arms extended so many cubits. That's a spiritual body. It's not limited by material considerations like our body is. We get old. When Krishna was in a battlefield of Kurukshetra, 125 years after he appeared in this world, he looked like he was 16. That's amazing, isn't it? And 16 is the best time of life. It's all downhill from there. Isn't it? I can attest to that. So Krishna has a spiritual body. So when he wants to be in the mood of Radharani, he comes with the same color as Radharani. And that's what? Gaurangi. Gauranga, Gaurangi. Radharani is Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishuvanu Sutaye Devi. Pranamami Hari Priye. She's golden. And then when Krishna appears, he's golden. Gauranga. And not only that, his mood is reflected in different ways that actually help with this whole Paritranaya Sadunam Vinashaya Chadushkritam business. Why? Because Srimati Radharani has a feminine nature. Feminine nature is what? Compassionate, soft. Right, ladies? See? Male nature. What is a male nature? Mean. Angry. Kill you. go get some guns and shoot them up. I mean, very few of these, you know, shooters are women. There may be some in America, you know, but very few. It's usually males, right? That's, you know, that's the male nature. You know, very competitive, very domineering. And the ladies are very soft, into relationships, right? Yeah, it's true. They're into relationships. So therefore, Radharani is more compassionate than Krishna. So that's why devotees in Vrindavan, they generally don't go around saying, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna. What do they say? Jai Radhe, 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 Radhe. And maybe they'll say a little sham there. But Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Even they'll say, Radhe, Radhe, Shami Radhe. Anyways, so they'll go around saying Radhe, Radhe. Why don't they say Sham Sham so much? They do sometimes. Because they're afraid of Krishna's injunction in the Bhagavad Gita. What is that? Sarva Dharmam Parichaya Mamekam Sharanam Braja. Aham Tvam Sarva Papayavyo Moksha Yashami Masucha. They're afraid of that verse. What does Krishna say? Surrender. Oh my God. Okay, so let's try that as a preaching technique. Surrender, everybody. Listen to me. Do what I say. Get out there in the garden and grow some nice vegetables for Krishna. Or else you're going to be punished. It's pretty heavy stuff, isn't it? Parichanaya said, yeah, so, Sarva Dharman, Parichaya. Give up all varieties of religiosity. But Radharani is not like that. She's soft-hearted. So the devotees approach. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya, the same moon, Dinahita hina yata chilo harinamu durilo. What is that? Dinahina yata chilo harinamu durilo. One simply has to chant Harinam, Lord Chaitanya's name, which is also a, with the rest of the members of the Panchatat, which is also a Maha Mantra. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. And then also Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. These are the two Maha Mantras. Also the Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Anyway, so these are the different Maha Mantras that Srila Prabhupada wanted us to chant. So one simply has to do that. And what is the evidence for this? Tara Shakshai Jagai Madai. The evidence is what happened during Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. And I'll tell that story, and we're not going to go on too long because we're actually over time right now. But once upon a time, there were two drunkards, woman hunters, devachis, dacoits, gundas. What other word do we have? Rascals. Anyway, barachos, for those of you who speak Spanish. Their names were Jagai and Madai. And they were so bad, they made the politicians in America look like saints. Particularly one that I'm thinking of right now, I'm not going to mention in class. They made them look like saints. And Yamaraj, everybody knows who Yamaraj is? Yamaraj is the one referred to in that song, they're coming to take me away, away, they're coming to take me away. He and his associates are the ones who just like take you out of your body if you haven't been nice in this life. And he knows what you've been doing, knows when you've been naughty, knows when you've been nice. So, and he takes care of you. So, Yamaraj has a, nowadays, computer. And his computer operator is named Chitragupta. And he keeps track of everybody. I mean, this is, of course, a little facetious. But he does keep track of everybody. And he knows what you've done. And, you know, it's like sometimes you'll see these movies where someone dies and they play a movie for them. This is your life. They say, oh my God, how did they get the camera in there? So he knows what you've done. So with Jagai and Madai, this particular individual, Chitragupta, he got carpal tunnel syndrome. You know what that is? That means when you're typing so much on your computer, I'm putting it in modern day, you know, he couldn't keep up, basically. It's described in the Vedic literature as he couldn't keep up with all their sins. So he just like, it was like a bottomless pit with all the computer disks or the books of their activities. And so that's how bad they were. I mean, unimaginably bad. So here's a manifestation, a story of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. That once upon a time, Lord Chaitanya sent two of his devotees out to preach to everybody. And that was Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur. And actually, incidentally, Haridas Thakur is another manifestation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy because he was born in a non-Vedic society, non-Vedic birth, you know, Muslim family. And in those days, that was like a super outcast. Those of you from India know what an outcast is. That's a super outcast. It's not only a Hindu who just like was in a lower caste, but he made, Lord Chaitanya made him the acharya or the main teacher of what? The holy names. So, anyway, so Lord Chaitanya sent Lord Nityananda, who was Balaram Hoilinatai, and Haridas Thakur to knock on everybody's door and ask him to chant Hare Krishna. That's all he's asking. Not to change your dress or shave your head or anything like that. I wish it was so easy when I joined the movement. Anyway, so just going door to door. So eventually they came upon these two rascals, Jagai and Madai, whose previous names were Jagadananda and Madhavananda. And these two rascals started to chase them. And they went back to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, reported what happened with their preaching. And then Lord Chaitanya said, I understand that by Lord Nityananda's mercy, these rascals will be reformed. So they went back another time. Lord Nityananda went back. And this time, Madai, one of them, hit Lord Nityananda on the head with a broken pot. And he began to bleed. And Lord Chaitanya came, and he took out his weapon, the Siddharshan chakra disc, and got ready to kill this rascal. But Lord Nityananda prayed to him. He said, this is not the purpose of your incarnation. You're supposed to be kind. And plus, his brother, that's Jagai, stopped Madai from hitting Lord Nityananda a second time. So Lord Chaitanya gave pure love of God to Jagai. And then Madai surrendered to Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, and then he got pure love of God. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu later on, to show how much of their sins he absorbed, he actually turned black like Krishna. And all the devotees were looking at him. And they said, and you look like Krishna. And then Lord Chaitanya said, what? Chant Hare Krishna. And then he turned back to his normal golden color. So, I mean, there's many stories I could tell about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. But the reason he's merciful like that is because of the mood of Srimati Radharani. He's in that mood. And in that mood, he's understanding, experiencing the love for Radharani that Radharani has for him in his normal state, and also seeing himself and worshiping himself in that particular mood, and worshiping himself in the highest possible mode, which is Vipralamba Seva, in the mood of separation. Because in the mood of separation, I think we should talk about this, that there is closer connection when you're talking about spiritual separation than there is an actual meeting. Because the intensity of emotion is even greater. In the material world, when we're separated from someone, we are separated from them. You can have an intensity of emotion that's like sky high, but you're not connected to the person. Just like so many times in the material world, you have this thing called a Dear John letter. Nobody knows what that is. I won't, you know what it is. Someone joins the services, you know, Army, Navy or something, gets a letter from his previous wife, says, no. Hasta la vista. Means goodbye. So because it's separation is separation. And even when two people or a person and their pet are meeting, they're both thinking of different things. Is there really a connection of minds? Maybe rarely. But is really a connection of minds? No. But when you're connected to Krishna in devotion, you're thinking of Krishna in devotion, intensity, you're connected. And Krishna is there. Just like we say, Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Punashuddha Nichimukto Vinatvam Nama Namido. Krishna is there in his holy name, right? If we chant with what? Intensity, utsahanisya dharyat tatat karma pravartanat, following the rules and regulations, intensity, enthusiasm, fixity, then Krishna's there. Namachintamani, Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Krishna's dancing on the tip of your tongue. So when one is worshiping Krishna in this mood of separation, then there's more connection. So when Radharani worships Krishna in the mood of separation, when Sita Devi worships Lord Ramchandra in the mood of separation as she's in the ashram of Valmiki Muni, there's never separation. Although externally it appears to be like that, and people accuse Lord Ramchandra of being what? Cruel. People accuse Krishna of being cruel. Why? Because he left Vrindavan when he was 16. People accuse Lord Chaitanya of being cruel. Why? He took sannyas when his wife was what? 16. But it's not like that. You're looking at everything from the external viewpoint. Internally, something else is going on. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes down to teach us this mood of worship of Krishna in separation. The chanting of the holy name in separation, the preaching of Krishna consciousness, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed all of us. What is it? Yare deke tari kar, Krishna upadesha maragari guru hoy tari desh. That all of us are meant to give others this Krishna consciousness movement and be part of Krishna, of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, his incarnation. It's described that the Panchatattva means the five truths that appeared, including Lord Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda, that is Lord Chaitanya, Advaitachari, Lord Nityananda, Shivas Thakur and Gadadhar Pandit Goswami. They came down to break open the storehouse of love of God and distribute it freely, because they are in the mood of separation from Krishna, as is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should understand this. We should develop this mood. Prabhupada himself said that the preaching and the manifestation and helping others come to Krishna consciousness is in the mood of the gopis. Prabhupada said that. So we should develop the mood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is manifesting. Of course, not to the same extent. Mahabhav is not something for us. But we can develop that mood. And that mood of Srimati Radharani, that mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, will overcome everybody, with unlimited compassion, as Srimati Radharani has. And that's our Krishna consciousness movement, to manifest unlimited compassion. And that was Srila Prabhupada's desire and Srila Prabhupada's example. Okay, so we've gone over time, and I know it's time for the Abhishek, so we'll just end here. No questions today. So thank you very much. All glories to Panchatattva. All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gorpanima ki jai. Hariva.
All glories to His Holiness Bir Krishnadas Goswami for such a wonderful discourse about the Panchatattva and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Haribo! Gauranga! So, yes, now we will proceed to have the bathing ceremony. And tonight we have the honor of bathing the Panchatattva. So we invite everybody to join us for that, and everybody will certainly have a turn. So if everybody would stand, and we'll start to line up, and we'll start with an aarti performed by His Holiness Sri Krishna Das Goswami.
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Shri Krishna
Gauranga Hari Hari Bol
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Gauranga, Hare Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga, hey, Gaura Hari,
Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga, hey, Gaura Hari, Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga, hey, Gaura Hari, Nitai Goranga. Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga, hey, Gaura Hari. Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga, hey,
Gaura Hari.
Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga.
Hey! Gaura Hari.
Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga.
Hey! Gaura Hari.
Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga. Nitai Gauranga,
Nitai Gauranga,
Nitai Gauranga.
Hey! Gaura Hari.
Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga.
Hoire Krishna, Hoire Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hey! Hare Hare.
Hoire Rama, Hoire Rama, Ramo Rama.
Hey! Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hey! Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hey! Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
I give you the mic. You ready?
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Dhule dhule Gauracha, Hari Guna Ga. Asiya Vrindavane, Asiya Vrindavane, Nache Gaurara. Dhule dhule Gaura Chan, Hari Guna Gaan. Dhule dhule Gaura Chan, Hari Guna Gaan. Vrindavane Tarulata, Preme Koi Hari Katha. Vrindavane Tarulata, Preme Koi Hari Katha. Nikush je paakhi guli, Nikush je paakhi guli, Hari naam sunaye, Hari naam sunaye. dhule dhule gaura chan hari gun ga dhule dhule gaura chan hari gun ga Gaura bole hare hare Shari bole hare hare Gaura bole hare hare Shari bole hare hare मुखे मुखे शुका शारी मुखे मुखे शुका शारी हरि नाम गाए हरि नाम गाए dhule dhule gaura cha hari gun gaaye dhule dhule gaura cha hari gun gaaye Hari naam mata hoya Hari na asich de Mata hoya Hari na asich de Hari naam mata hoya Hari na asich de Mayur mayuri preme Mayur mayuri preme Nachiya khela Nachiya khela dhule dhule gaura chan hari gun gaaye dhule dhule gaura chan hari gun gaaye प्राण हरि ध्यान हरि हरि बोले बारान भोली प्राण हरि ध्यान हरि हरि बोले बारान भोली Hari naam geye geye Hari naam geye geye Rase gele jaaye Rase gale jaaye dhule dhule gaura chan hari gun ga dh झूले झूले गौरा चान हरि गुण गाए आसिया जमुना कुले नाचे हरि हरि बोले नाचे हरि हरि बोले नाचे हरि हरि बोले जमुना उठोले से जमुना उठोले से चरण धोया चरण धोया झूले झूले गौरा चान हरि गुण गा झूले झूले गौरा चान हरि गुण गा झूले झूले Gauracha Chan Hari Gun Gai Dhule 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 Gaura Chan Hari Gun Gai Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Prabhuji's, Prabhuji's. Krishna Hare Krishna, Prabhuji's. Krishna Krishna Hare.